an auspicious event and an auspicious day. Following 64 rounds of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you couldn't ask for much more. Srimati Radharani's appearance day. She who was the personification of the personality of God has pleasure potency has appeared today, or the anniversary of her appearance is today. Through Srimati Radharani's mercy, the living entities that have strayed away from Krishna are, through the representatives of Srimati Radharani, given again the opportunity to restore that relationship through the medium of devotional service. And as the verse that we read this morning from sixth canto Bhagavatam, the process of devotional service in its very beginning stages, shravanam and kirtanam, chanting of the holy name. There's a nice verse presented by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavadrayan Indriyai Sevan Mukhi Hi Jiva Dao Swayameva Svaratina. In this verse, Rupa Goswami is stating that to understand Krishna, it's not ordinary, it's not possible by an ordinary person. Certainly not by process of speculation. Not possible. But possible. Through the medium of devotional service that begins with the tongue. Sevan Mukhi Hi Jiva Dao. It's not J-I-V-A, it's J-I-H-V-A. Jiva. The tongue. The process of Krishna consciousness is controlling the tongue, and through the medium of controlling the tongue, controlling the other senses, by controlling the senses, being in a position where the mercy of Krishna can be properly received. One can have the opportunity to serve Krishna, and through serving Krishna, understand Krishna. Because it's through bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatpataha. It's through the medium of devotional service alone that Krishna is understood. The process of bhakti means engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. And it starts with the tongue. There's one devotee who, I won't mention his name, although he wouldn't mind that I did. He had a problem controlling his tongue. He would go on Sankirtan, being very staunch and vigorously distributing books, and they were distributing books in parking lots, and when he would get hungry, he confided, he would go into the supermarket, offer everything that was offerable in the supermarket. Go and take things and buy things and start eating. And it became a habit. Couldn't control the tongue. So he put in a request in the Bhaktivedanta archives, please give me, I'll purchase, set up all the lectures in which Prabhupada quotes this verse, so I can hear them again and again and again to control my tongue. Because controlling the tongue is by these two main functions, tasting and vibrating. So by tasting only Krishna Prasadam and vibrating Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and topics in relation to Krishna, and practice controlling the tongue to do just these two things. By controlling the tongue, the other senses can be controlled. And when the senses are controlled, the mind can become more peaceful. And when the mind becomes more peaceful, one can properly contemplate spiritual subject matter and understand Krishna. But it's the medium of devotional service. It's not just a mechanical process. And similarly, this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, it's magical, or it's mystical, or it's powerful, powerful beyond our imagination. Just like Srila Prabhupada in his arrival in America. He came all the way across the Atlantic Ocean at the age of 70. Whenever I think of this, it's like astounding. Think of somebody you know that's 70. And they get on a boat in Calcutta, heading around India, through the Mediterranean Sea, across the Atlantic Ocean, to go to America, to start a worldwide religious movement. Just getting on the boat at 70. What determination he had, and when he arrived in the harbor of Boston and saw the place that he was, that was his field, assigned field for giving Krishna consciousness, it was mission impossible. How is it possible? These people who are steeped in the mode of ignorance and passion are to understand the message of pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva. How is it possible? Mission impossible. And then he described the Bhagavatam verses where gradually the modes of nature are reduced and eliminated by the process of hearing and chanting. And the personality of Godhead becomes manifest within the heart of such a sincere chanter. It's mystical. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami presents one verse, which our acharyas also comment. Jiva Goswami quotes this verse from this Bhakti Sandarbha, that the mystery of chanting, the verse compares the process of chanting and the submission to the holy name and the process of initiation into the holy name as a mystical process like alchemy. Yatha kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasa vidhanataha tatha diksha vidhanina divijitam jayate nirnam. I heard Prabhupada speak on this verse once, and he described this mystical process of taking the word in Sanskrit is rasa, not rasa, it's rasa. Rasa is, one translation of it is quicksilver or mercury, quicksilver. And by contact with mercury in a certain mystical process, alchemy process, mercury in contact with base metal becomes gold. But it's a very dangerous process. Prabhupada described the yogis would learn the art of how at night they would swallow mercury, and anybody who's a parent knows what that means. You don't have children near mercury because it's poisonous. If somehow they get their hands on a, is this true about you? If a child swallows mercury, they're dead. So you don't let children play with thermometers. case you didn't know that, don't let your children play with thermometers of any kind. Because if they swallow the mercury, they'll die. But the yogis would learn the art of how to swallow mercury and not die. Of course, maybe some didn't make it. And then when they wake up in the morning and they pass water, the mercury comes out on the base metal and it turns into gold. So either you're rich or you're dead. So yatha kanchanatam yati kansyam, just like kamsa. Kamsyam rasa vidhanataha, by the alchemy process of mercury mixing with base metal, you get gold. Tata, or the Sanskrit goes yatha tata, as this, so that, like metaphor. So tata diksha vidhanena, by following the proper pancharatrika process of what we're doing right now, harinam diksha, diksha vidhanena, dvichatvam jayate nirnam, one becomes transformed. We were speaking during the japa retreat about transformation. The purpose of going on a retreat was to go from where we are to a little closer to where we want to be. It's transformation. Let go of something, accept something, and get a lot of mercy in between to go from where we are to where we want to be. The holy name is that agent of transformation. It's mystical. Ordinary person becomes an extraordinary person by contact with the holy name. That's the alchemy. It's the mystery. And it's so because the holy name is Chintamani, like touchstone. Touchstone is another mystical thing. Touchstone, you taste it, touch the touchstone to ordinary metal, it becomes gold. Touchstone. You know this story with Sanatan Goswami was approached by one man who heard that Haridas Thakur, that Sanatan Goswami had a touchstone. So he came very humbly and said, Swamiji, sadhus like you are very merciful. And I'm a very sincere poor man. And I understand you have a touchstone. So I'm begging your mercy. Please give me a touchstone. So Sanatan Goswami said, yes, I have a touchstone. And you may have it. Where is it? It's over there in the garbage. Oh, look at this. And he tried it out and it worked. But then he thought, he had it in the garbage. That means he has something more valuable than that. So he went back. Swamiji, what's that more valuable thing that you have than this? Will you give that to me? He said, yes, but you have to throw the touchstone in the river. You have to let go of something to receive something. So he threw the touchstone in the river and he gave him the holy name. Because through chanting of the holy name, it's more than a touchstone. It can transform an ordinary consciousness into spiritual consciousness. And with that spiritual consciousness, no more birth and death. Punarjanma. From this Chintamani, touchstone of the holy name. Nama Chintamani. Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purushottam Nityamuktam Vinnatvam Nama Namino. It's Purushottam. Nitya Mukto, eternally pure and eternally perfect. And Abhinatvam, Nama, Namino, having the quality of non-difference between the name and the object named. Which means it's not material, because something material, the name of the object and the object are different. The classic that Prabhupada gave is water. Water, 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 water. And your thirst is not quenched by calling water, because the name and the object name are different. But when you call Krishna's name, the name and the person are not different. And so by the merciful manifestation of Krishna's name, just by calling Krishna's name, one becomes spiritualized, one becomes in contact with Krishna and thus spiritualized. And through a gradual process of following that chanting of the holy name, the devotees here have come to the stage of being recommended by their authorities to be qualified to receive this mystical process of diksha. In the process of diksha, it's described in Hari Bhakti Vilas, there are two things that happen. One is that all of one's sins become eradicated. Divyam gyanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya sanshaya. Sanshaya. Without a doubt, all of one's sins are eradicated, and as sins are eradicated simultaneously, divyam gyanam, transcendental knowledge, awakens. Very similar to the understanding that's described in the Bhagavatam, where causelessly knowledge and detachment awaken in the heart for one who engages in hearing subjects about Krishna and engaging in devotional service to Krishna. Sins become eradicated and transcendental knowledge becomes awakened. Tasmat dikshiti sa prokta. It is said that by deshikais tatpakovidai, by learned persons, this is what the meaning of initiation is. Sins are eradicated and transcendental knowledge, at least the potency is there, but proportionate to one's submission, transcendental knowledge becomes awakened in the heart. Of course, that happens prior to initiation also. Chanting Krishna's name, one becomes freed from sinful reactions. But it's specific to initiation. It's the full potential in contact with the holy name becomes accessible by the mercy of disciplic succession. And that means by the mercy of Krishna. So it's a very special event on a very special day for a special group of devotees who are very enthusiastic to progress in Krishna consciousness. I like the fact that Prabhupada chose to translate the word diksha and explain it, why he did, as initiation. Because in the English language, initiation means a beginning. Like you initiate a journey or initiate a project or something. So it's a beginning. I mean, there's many things that happen before the beginning. But it's a beginning. And from the beginning, it requires further steps, further submission, further purification. But the process is essentially the same, just that there's this acknowledgement, acceptance by the disciplic succession and Krishna as being part of Krishna's family. Dvijitvam, there's birth and there's second birth. Dvijitvam, the second birth. So the second birth It's the first birth is mother and father. The second birth is the Vedas and the spiritual master, mother and father, and second birth. And with that second birth, then a name. As with first birth, there's a name. With second birth, there's a name, Das and Dasi, something in relation to Krishna, so that one can remember Krishna and understand one's connection just through one's name with Krishna, and be reminded of Krishna, and remind others of Krishna. The whole culture is Krishna, Krishna-centered, Krishna consciousness. Sorry, when I heard that the electricity went out in the temple, because one of the nice parts of initiation is taking vows before the deity. So there's no air conditioning without electricity, so we're over here. And so instead of the deity, there's a picture of the deity. So invite the devotees to come and offer their obeisances before Prabhupada and the deity and take their initiation vows. And we'll start right at this end, all three of you. Here's Srila Prabhupada, just pay obeisances. Come here. Your mom first. And so I'm going to ask you three questions. How many rounds will you chant on these beads every day?
16 rounds.
Minimum.
Yes.
More if you can.
More.
And the rules that you'll follow?
I will not eat meat. No gambling.
Okay.
No illicit sex.
Okay.
No intoxication. No intoxication.
Okay, I got it. Twice. And Srila Prabhupada's teachings, you will try your best very carefully to follow for the rest of your life. Okay. The initiated name is Raja Jana Devi Dasi. Go back and sit down. Vrajajana means the residence of Vrindavan, and you're the servant of the residence of Vrindavan. Okay, same three questions. How many rounds you chant every day?
16.
Okay. And the rules you follow?
No gambling, no illicit sex, no eating things.
The one that she said twice. Then. Okay. And you'll follow very carefully Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Yes. Your initiated name is Jaya Govinda Das. Name needs no explanation. Okay. You nervous? You can't remember the questions.
No.
Okay, the rules that you follow.
No meditation, no intoxication.
Okay. And you'll chant how many rounds on these beads every day?
Minimum 16 rounds.
Very good. And following your husband, as you've been doing very nicely, you'll try your best to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Yeah. Your initiated name is Tulsi Priya. Nandini. I think there are two people in the room that are very excited. One of them is yourself. And the other one is your good husband. He's very happy. As are you. So, on these beads you'll chant how many rounds each day? 16 minimum, right? And the rules that you'll follow? Okay, very good. And you'll make your best effort your whole life to follow very carefully Prabhupada's teachings. Your initiated name is a long one. Vrishabhanu Nandini Devi Das. That's Srimati Radharani, by the way. Vrishabhanu is the eternal father of Radharani, just as Nanda and Yashoda are the eternal mother and father of Krishna. And you know the meaning of Nandini because it's your name, Vrishabhanu Nandini. And Radharani's appearance day, I couldn't resist. This is such a nice name on Radharani's appearance day. I thought you liked it too. Your vows, your chant. Okay, and the rules that you follow. Okay, and you'll follow very carefully Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Rest of your life. Very good. Your initiated name is Murali Manohar Das. When Krishna plays upon his flute, steals the mind of all the residents of Vrindavan, the cows, the peacocks, not just the gopis, everyone, enchanted by Krishna's flute. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day? Okay. And the rules that you follow? And you'll follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings in the footsteps of your good husband. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Your initiated name is Shashimukhi Devi Das. Shashimukhi is one of the names of the intimate pransakis of Srimati Radharani. So, we'll go right into the yajna.